The Business Matrix. Everything you need to know about starting a business to Fortune 500 companies. We break it down in a way that gets your business growing today. Now here's your hosts, Benny Randall Jr. and Christy Rutherford. Broadcasting from New York City and distributed worldwide on BashaniRadio.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Well, all right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to The Business Matrix, and this is Thanksgiving week, and I hope you guys had a powerful Thanksgiving this Thursday, and I hope that you got to share with your family, and I hope that it's not Thanksgiving is not a one-day affair. You should give thanks every single day for everything that you got, everything that you own, every family member, the ones you like and the ones you don't like so much. You know, you should always give thanks. You know what I mean? People always ask me, how are you doing? I always say, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm walking in the light. I'm one of the chosen ones. I'm just glad to be here. Why? Because I want to remind myself of how powerful and how blessed I am every single day in spite of it all. Today's show is another powerful show. We got the amazing Christy Rutherford on the microphone, one and twos. How you doing, Christy?
Hello. I'm more perky than you tonight. Should you drink some coffee? Do you drink coffee?
I don't drink coffee. Real perky. I'm so sorry. I just only drink ice cold solid water.
Okay.
I don't know what the solid water, I don't know what that means. All right, cool. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, BennyOnDemand.com, or BennyTheVoice.com. And Christy, where can they learn more about you?
You can learn about me at ChristyRutherford.com on LinkedIn or ChristyROnDemand.com, where we are popping.
Do you want to say a happy Thanksgiving to everybody and happy Black Friday?
Gobble, gobble, everybody.
Gobble, gobble.
Check out Christy R On Demand. We're doing $150 off for our Black Friday special, so you can get this for the low for $247 for a very, very, very limited time. We would love to have you in our community.
And she rocking that the whole weekend, right, Christy?
That's
Black Friday, Black Saturday, Black Sunday, Black Monday. Is that right? Like my mama used to say, oh, her Fridays was black, so I don't know what the fuss is all about. I hear you, mama. My mama know best. Let's get it popping. Today we're talking about, should you fake it till you make it or should you faith it till you make it? Let me say that again. Should you fake it till you make it or should you faith it till you make it? Let's go, Christy. I know you feeling all up in this one right here. Let's talk about it.
Well, I think it's different because when I look at a lot of entrepreneurs, but again, I did it. And it's awful. Uh-huh. And I remember I was selling coffee when I left my career. I was selling coffee after I left my good job. People thought I had lost my mind.
Christy, before you jump into it, let us give our definition of what fake it till you make it is and what faith it till you make it is. Let's give a clarification right there so we don't even have to go back again once we start talking about it. What is your definition of fake it till you make it? And what is your definition of faith it till you make it?
Faking it till you make it is when you lie to other people about who you are and misrepresent who you are as you're trying to sell something. That's just faking.
Okay. And faith it till you make it?
Faithing it is believing that you're going to be somebody greater, but offering your expertise in who you are at the moment until you become that next person at the next level. So you sell who you are in the moment and not, who you pretend to be.
or who you will be coming. Okay, I think we're on the same page with this. I just want a little bit more clarification for how I look at it. Faith it till you make it. I believe that you have to see it inside before you can realize it on the outside. That's what I call faith it, meaning F-A-I-T-H. That's faith it till you make it. Because you have to realize internally any and everything that you want to happen for it to happen. I'm not a scripture expert, but I do know there's something about, you know, in the Bible, it says something to the effect of let it be written, you know, down. I can't quote none of this stuff, but I just know I read it. And something about, you know, writing it down and it shall come to pass, something in that aspect. I'm sure some of the scripture experts can tell us what it was. So that's why I believe faith it till you make it. It just means that you may be not where you want to be, but you can see yourself getting there. I'll give you a prime example. When I was living in Brooklyn and I was in that attic, okay, you know, I knew I was in an attic in the reality version of it. You know what I mean? In the present version of it. But in my mind's eye, I was in the penthouse. I was up above all these other people because, you know, I paid the more money, so I was on the higher floor. That's how I looked at it. That was my faith it to I make it. You see what I'm saying? Versus if I take that same scenario, my fake it till I make it would be, I don't really live in that attic. I live behind the house in a doghouse. But I'm telling you, I live in the attic. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm faking it till I make it. So long as you don't see me go in the doghouse, you know, you can believe that I'm the one actually staying up in the attic. So that's the difference. So a fake it till you make it is when you stretch it too far. You know what I mean? Where, you know, if we was to go behind you, we would find a lot of little holes. You know what I mean? So that's why I say faith it till you make it, because I really honestly believe that you have to see it inside for it to come to pass. You have to see exactly where you want to go, and you have to have a clear internal picture of it, and then it will come to pass. Everything that has happened in my life, even down to the way, and I've never said this before on live, but even down to the way what I believe my kids would look like. I know that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? I also seen that I would have my son first and I would have my daughter second, because I always wanted my son to be bigger, stronger, and taller to, you know, protect his sister. But I seen that years before it actually happened. So I had no idea who I would have kids with or whatever, but I seen it inside. That's what I believe. You faith in it till you make it, because that's what I see. And now that's what I have today. You know, I was thrown off a little bit when my very first son died, you know, Emmanuel, you know, because I was like, oh, wow. So maybe the person going to come out now is going to be my daughter, because I always wanted to find. But then I had another son and then had a daughter. So but the way they kind of look, the way they, you know, things are, I seen it internally, Christy. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It does. It does. I mean, there's a scripture that says without a vision, people perish. So you have to have, you have to see it within you and in your vision before you see it materialize in the world. And when I think about, you know, when we talked about building a business, a lot of people, you have these 2 minute, 2 week influencers on Instagram. And when we actually first started working together, I was a phenomenal coach. Let's be clear. Right?
You're not a phenomenal coach now?
I'm a phenomenal coach on assisting people with unraveling their cray-cray and how to leave your job and how to navigate the leadership minefield. And you were saying at the time, Christy, you're going to teach small business owners. Well, I didn't want to teach small business owners and coaches how to make money because I wasn't making any money. So that would have been a lie. You know, I know theoretically how to do it and I know the steps how to do it, but I couldn't teach people how to do what I was not. So I never talked about small business and how to do anything with a small business. I only talked about leadership, 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 because I was a great leader in my career, and that transferred over. Now I can teach people how to make money in a small business, not only through the experience, but then, you know, taking a gazillion classes at Harvard Business School, but really through the application of failing and learning and investing and going to all these events and now actually figuring out how to make it work for myself. I can now teach that to other people.
So you faith it till you make it. Oh, so here's I found it right here. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I don't know what tarry means, but I think that just means it's going to eventually come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what I mean. Faith it till you make it. But yeah, I got your point. You didn't want to do what you didn't want to do, but you knew what you was capable of. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I always wanted to work with businesses, but I couldn't do it if I was not it. So my faith knew that I would work with businesses. My faith knew that I would be who I am. And, you know, this is not even 3% of what I see in my vision. So, but I could not teach what I was not. So had I started teaching small business owners what you were teaching me and I hadn't done it, you know, yeah, that's transferring knowledge. And I think, you know, in network marketing, sometimes they say that's okay. I just think it's not okay. You know, and this is just a personal preference. I want you to teach me who you are, not what you learned from somebody else, but you haven't been able to figure out how to make it in your life. Because if you can't figure out how to make it work, then that means that you're missing some pieces.
Right. And that part, I agree with you, because, you know, if I tell you I want to run a race and I want to do it in 2 minutes, and you've ran this race, but you haven't even got close to 2 minutes. I'm not sure what you can show me that's going to help me get to that point. You understand? I want to know.
Plenty of people are doing it.
I want to know if you did it in 2 minutes. What did you do it in a minute, 40 seconds? And if so, what got you to that point that you did it in a minute and 40 seconds? See, that makes sense. Now, the flip side of that, you telling me you're going to teach me how to run and do it in 2 minutes, but the last time you ran was when you was a teenager. See, now we got a problem. That's faking it till you make it, or faking it till you regain it, or something like that. So that's a big difference, because you not only, if I listen to you, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to stifle myself. Because if I listen to you, then I mean I got to take some advice that you're doing. And if I take that advice you're doing, it's not going to lead me to the point where I'm trying to get. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think for me is how do we engage the listeners and tell them to either, one, don't be the person lying, or two, how to spot a liar.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's two lessons in here. Don't be out there in these streets lying about who you are.
Chris, you didn't drink a little bit today, did you?
Nah, I wasn't drinking.
Okay,
I had some nice room temperature water. Don't be out here in these streets lying about who you are, what you got. There's so many people on social media. Everybody turned up. Everybody getting it in. Everybody on these vacations. Everybody is lying, wearing these Rolo watches and these Louis Vuitton, Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross, get it right now, get it right.
You ain't got a Louis Vuitton, you got a Luther Vandross. And they're spending their money to look like they've made it, and they have not made it. You know, they are spending their money to look like they have money, and they're not investing a dollar in coaching, or they're not putting that money back into their businesses to grow it, because they're so pressed to look successful that, you know, we're 3-4 years removed from some people that I've watched as I've grown my business, and they're not experiencing the growth, and they still have the same prices. You know, they're still at the same level 3-4 years later, and it's because they spent their money trying to look successful and not invested into mechanisms and systems and into people and coaches that teach them how to actually be successful. So we 3-4 years removed, they still lying.
All right. So let's drop some nuggets of how people can get their stuff in order to determine where they're at and where they want to go. What is your three rules for getting started in any business or industry, along with, you know, because you got to start somewhere.
Yep.
You understand? There's got to be a starting point. We've all had our moments, even myself, where, you know, you got a little money and you spent more money than you were supposed to spend because you was trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I mean? And then you had a wake up call. You know what I mean? That happened to me, you know, doing the music business. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I was spending things which I probably shouldn't, and I wasn't making a hit record like I thought it was going to happen. You understand? So I'm spending more money than I actually have. You understand? Until it caught up with me. So what I've learned, it taught me, that lesson taught me how to be financially acute, as they say. So now I worry about, you know, as my coach taught me, when you get a lot of money, you still should worry about every penny. You know what I mean? Because if you respect the penny, then you'll respect the dollar, you know, and you have to respect money for money to respect you. You understand?
And I picked up a penny off the ground yesterday.
That I'll do it anytime, any day. You know, I don't care what nobody say. Why? Because penny makes dollars, you know. So give us your three points of how somebody starting off can do it the right way and faith it till they make it.
I feel that you have value right now with who you are. And I was at an event where we paid $1 gazillion and this lady was selling somebody else's program. And
$1 gazillion? Jeez.
$1 gazillion. I paid $1 gazillion to get there. And this lady was selling somebody else's program on, you know, how to become wealthy. But she ain't wealthy. And I said, look, lady, ma'am, you know, what you can sell to people is, by following this person and their principles and their guidance, you've now found self-love. And you've learned, you've found your purpose and you found peace. And she's like 55, 60 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it took you 55, 60 years to finally love yourself and to have peace and to have joy. So don't sell people that they're going to get rich, because you're not rich and you know you're lying. That's why you're not selling anything. Sell them what you are. So figure out who you are right now. Just like I talked about earlier, I was not trying to sell people on teaching coaches how to build a small business, because I still hadn't figured out how to do that myself. But what I can do is teach leaders how to get promoted and how to be successful, because I had done that already.
Right.
That's my number one.
Right. Here's what I know. The easiest thing to sell is something that you've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, that's my number one. The easiest thing to sell is something that you have already done. Write that down, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. That usually come in the package of experience. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So if you go out and you win a speaking contest, guess what your next product should be? How to win a speaking contest. Okay. If you go out and you're doing martial arts and you become a black belt, your next product should be how I became a black belt. You see what I'm saying? Very simple. Your product should emulate your experience. That's my number one. And if you keep it that simple, you'll always be fair to those that you're teaching, and you'll always be fair to those that come and invest money in whatever you're selling. As long as you have done it, you are qualified to teach it. Okay. And the reason why I say that, you're qualified, because I can't say you're qualified to be a great teacher, but you are qualified to elaborate on that experience, which you have already done. It's just common sense. When you mm-hmm. learn how to drive, it's easy to get somebody else pointers on how they need to, what they need to do to learn to drive. Okay. That's my number one. What's your number two?
Well, I was just thinking, when I won that pitch competition at Harvard, I should have created a product to say how to win a pitch competition. But I didn't do that. I missed out on that money.
At Harvard, just like
at
that.
At Harvard Business School.
Right. How to win a pitch contest at Harvard, or how I won a pitch contest at Harvard, and you can win wherever you are. You see what I'm saying? Because that experience, no one can take that from you, Christy.
I got a trophy for that. You better believe that. I got
there
a
it is. So if you
wall.
Right. So if you can get a trophy, you can get some dollars.
I want my money. There all right, it is. I'm going to create something for it next year.
Number two.
Number two. Know that if you never, ever, 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 ever quit, then you can make it. So have faith. But what you talked about earlier was have a vision. And we've told our journeys, a little bit of our stories earlier, where when I was in my brother's house in South Carolina, trapped with no money, I didn't live in our brother's house. I lived in D.C. And when people would say, Christy, where do you live? I said, I live in D.C. Now, after a year and a half, I'm straight up lying. So people would say, where do you live? I said, I live between South Carolina and D.C. I never in my mind lived in my brother's house. So have vision and have faith. Faith is belief in the things unseen. So you have to hold your vision on the truth. Regardless of appearances, the truth was, I am who I am right now and beyond. I could see this person. Appearances are, I'm in my brother's house with no money, you know, walking around in the desert like the children of Israel with my clothes not wearing out because I don't have to, you know, I don't have any money to buy anything. So my number two, have vision.
All right, cool. My number two. Take the first step, because here's what I've learned from entrepreneurs. Most people will talk for years and days and months, but they refuse to take the first step that's required for you to go. Okay. And you got to start going in order to grow. It's just that simple. You can't just stand in one place and talk about it. You have to figure out what can you do in the next 24 hours towards this vision that you have. What I find out that, you know, a lot of people are overthinkers. They will overthink it till their ears fall off. You understand me? I'm a mover. I'll move on it and I'll move on it very fast until I figure out, okay, I'm moving too fast and I'm not getting the results I need. So maybe I have to back up a little bit. But, you know, if an idea come to me, I'll write that idea down. I'll immediately go look for the domain name and see if it's available. That'll give me an idea of, you know, am I going to be able to put this on the internet or not? Okay. But most importantly, what I found out to be the most powerful thing is to do something in the next 24 hours once it hits you, you know, because you need that momentum. Remember, an idea doesn't happen unless you put it into effect. Other than that, it's just a thought. You know what I mean? So you got to take the first step and don't wait for it to be the perfect first step. Just take a step. You know what I mean? If you know, I remember one time when I was first getting in a car that I wanted, you know, I didn't know how much money it was going to be required. I just know I needed a car. So what I did is I said, when I get this car, what am I going to put in it? Right. So I say, I'm going to buy these color mats. I'm, you know, at that time I was a kid. So I, you know, I don't know if y'all remember, I'm from Fort Lauderdale that we would put dice over our mirrors. You know what I mean? So what I did, I went and bought some dice, put them over the mirrors. I went and bought some rugs that was going to go in the car. You understand? And these was visionary action tactics that I use to tell my mind, this is where I need you to go. I'm going to give you the perfect example, ladies and gentlemen, of how powerful your mind. This is why I say take the first step. And this is why I say faith it till you make it. I'm going to give you the first example of how powerful your mind is. I hope this doesn't offend anybody. But, you know, anybody that's ever had a dream where you're falling, or anybody that's had a wet dream, you know what I mean? If you don't know what it is, I'm not going to elaborate. But when you have that dream, your mind believes it's happening, so your body responds. You understand? That's how powerful the mind is. It can make your body respond to something that you believe is actually happening, but it really not. It's just in your mind has given you that. Just imagine if you can take that same power, which you can, and turn your idea into that manifestation. If you can truly get your mind to focus on what it is you need to occur. That's why I always say, whatever the vision is, you got to smell it. You got to taste it. You got to feel it. You got to hear it. You got to see it all inside first. That's why faith in it till you make it. So you take that first action step, and what you will find out that the universe will respond in kind to what you are now focused on. That's why most people get what they focus on the most, not what they believe they should have, but what they focus on. And unfortunately, people focus on their problems much more than they focus on their solutions. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Number three, Christy, let's get it.
Number three, it goes to what you just talked about. So you're kind of leading into it. Start where you are with what you have. You'll never have enough time. You'll never have enough money. You'll never have the support that you want. You'll never feel like you're ready. You have to start where you are with what you have. And when you move, like in the words of the great Ludacris, when I move, you move, just like that. Everybody's waiting for God to show up and drop a bag of gold in their lap or to give them more than 24 hours in a day. God is waiting on you to do something. So take the first step. And when you take the first step, the money that you need will come. When you take the first step, the support that you need will come. When you take the first step, things that you need will start to show up. But if you never step, you never give an opportunity for God to show up in the gap.
Very powerful.
That was good.
You go, girl. Give us some hand claps, people. You did that damn thing. You did that.
Good.
Yeah. My third step is this. You've already got the vision. You've already taken an action step. Much more importantly, keep it to yourself. I can't tell you how important this step is. If you pay attention to some of the major companies, regardless of all the rumors that are always around, they will not validate anything until they release it. Let me tell you why I say this, because see, you block a lot of negative energy when people don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? That's why how I move, most people don't know, unless you like in my circle or somebody that I really trust, you don't know how I move. I don't announce when I'm going, unless I'm doing an event that's meant for the outer people to know. You'll see me when I show up. And then on top of that, by the time you see it, I'm probably already gone. You understand? Because that's how I move. I don't move. I don't need you to be tracking my every step. And on top of that, I don't need to announce something that has not occurred, you know, and I don't need the negative energy for somebody waiting for it not to happen the way you want it. Because have you ever said you're going to do something, it didn't quite work out, and then you have those little friends that come around and say, I know you said that you say you was going to get a green car and I see you still on a bicycle. What happened? It's not that they want to know what happens. What they want to say is, I told you so. That's what they really want to say. They want to say, I told you so. You wasn't going to do it. So now I'm going to just let you tell me. So now you got to come up with a reason why you don't have that green car and you're still on a bicycle. You know what I mean? But had you not told them that you were going to get a green car and just showed up with a green car, their response would have been, when did you have time to get a green car and where did you get that money for that green car? You know what I mean? See, it's a different answer because now you've already done it. So I say that, ladies and gentlemen, to say this, keep it a secret until it is time to reveal it. You know, people get on, you know, social media. I'm writing a book, you know. So like, why are you telling somebody what you doing? Tell me when the book is released and then you can scream from the mountaintop, as I put it in one of my posts. You know what I mean? Tell me when the book is done. Don't tell me when you know, I wrote the first page. I'm hot. You want to hear people because you want to see what they got. And then somebody going to say something negative. And they're going to throw you off topic. And then all of a sudden, you never going to finish it. And then when you don't finish it, 6 months later, they're going to say, I thought you was writing a book. What happened? You know what I mean? Because people be looking for you not to win. You understand? Keep it to yourself. I can go on and on and on, but this show is only 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So you got to get it while you can get it. You can just rewind, and just in case you miss something, you know, I be talking all crazy sometimes. So, but this is very, very powerful. So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, You have a choice. You can faith it till you make it, or you can fake it till you make it. One of them going to get you somewhere. The other one's going to keep you going backwards. Because if you're not going for it, ladies and gentlemen, you're going backwards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Christy, your final thoughts.
Napoleon Hill said, tell the world what you're going to do, but first show it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's very powerful, because it makes such simple sense. You know what I mean? And think how Apple does it all the time. They create this momentum at their stores and things like, you know, they don't say nothing. And then when they do make an announcement, they have them all ready to go. And then people run to the stores to be the first one, because they created this type of energy. You know, people wanted to be the first, you know, to make it happen, to get the first choice. Just show the people what you got. And then by the time they see it, they're going to make a decision. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, half of the people that's asking you the questions ain't going to even purchase from you anyway.
Shake it fast. You know what I mean? Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with.
You know what? Most of them ain't going to even buy a book. You see,
they're not
going
to buy anything.
Right.
They're
just
going
to, what it is, once they see you've done it, then you're going to get crickets. You'll be like, I just released my book. Who got it? It'd be
that
like,
made me so sad on my first book.
All of a sudden, nobody seen that post.
Nobody bought my book. Okay. When I was having my event in DC, and I had 100 friends in DC, and I ain't selling no tickets, they all claimed not to see my post, but they saw the post of the donkey and the cats getting braces.
Hello.
They didn't see.
Yeah, they was right behind each other, right?
They didn't see it. I was sad.
It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you got I hope you got something for it from this thing. We just try to get you some quick nuggets, you know. If you want to get involved, and if you want to get a deeper dwelling with me or Christy, you can go to BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com, my private community, or BennyTheVoice.com. And Christy, where can they go if they want to get deeper in debt with you?
ChristyRutherford.com or ChristyROnDemand.com. Again, Black Friday is the promo code. Get $150 off. Can't wait to see you.
And all I'm going to tell you, you know, every day is black for me. So that, like my mom would say, every day is black for me. You know what I mean? So you got to do it. We got some things running out on our sites on Bashani and on the Black. So go over there, check it out. You see something you like, make it happen. You know, all I can tell you, if you're going to buy stuff, at least one of your purchases should be from a company where people look like you. That's all I got to say. They should look like you. Until next time, I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. The Sexiest Voice in America, along with
Christy Rutherford, a.k.a. I Want My Money.
Christy Rutherford, she want her money. If y'all got it, give it to her. All right? Until then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week, same time. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Black Friday, happy Small Business Saturday, happy Buy Something on Sunday, happy Spend the Rest of Your Money on Monday, and don't forget Tuesday, let's start it all over again.
Yep.
All right, until next week, God bless.
Thank you for listening to The Business Matrix. To learn more about the show, head over to BashaniRadio.com. Join us next week for another powerful episode. Be sure to like us on social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep growing your business one customer at a time. The Business Matrix.
Listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world, on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio.
Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.